Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Imam Tahid Shabazz Broadcast Radio Show, The Reality of the Creator. I want to thank you, my listening broadcast, for your support. And we have a beautiful, wonderful program today with visitors. And the title of the program for today will be United We Stand or United We Fall. And I'm going to bring you on now, Imam Tahid Shabazz. Imam Tahid Shabazz, can you hear me? Imam Tahid Shabazz, this is not working. My listening audience, I am now, we have a technical difficulty today. I am trying to bring on Imam Tahid Shabazz on our broadcast show today. It doesn't appear that my studio is properly set up here. Let me try again and see if I can't bring him on. It seems as though we are having a little difficulty here at the studio and bringing on our guest, our host speaker for today. And I'm trying to just find out what it is that's going on in our studio. We'll be right with you. I apologize again for the inconvenience. Let me see. They bring them up and then they take them off. Let me get out of here. That makes me sit door. I'm going to let them know that he can't come on. I don't get the buttons on here. But you know, and you know you can tell. They're not giving me the buttons to bring him on. This is crazy. The buttons, I have to have a certain button I push. And they don't have it up here. They have his name and all. Now they know it. They put the phone number up and bring it back. This is not making sense at all. Oh, brother, this is a poor setup they have on here for me. And I'm probably going to have to bust this. Thank you, my listening audience, for your patience. We are now being reconnected. We had some technical difficulties coming on today, and I apologize for that. We are now ready for the show, Broadcast Radio, The Reality of the Creator, Imam Tahid Shabazz, and I will bring him right on. Today's subject will be on United We Stand, or United We Fall. Imam Tahid Shabazz, I'm putting you on the air. Can you hear
me? Peace be unto the radio listening audience. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You may continue.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. That means peace be unto you. The listening audience today. And there was a slight mistake with my wife with the title. It's not United We Stand or United We Fall. It's United We Stand or Divided We Fall. You see, that has been the way of the battle or the fight between evil and the human soul. You see, a lot of people think that evil and good is at war, and they're right, but evil is not at war with God, the Creator, Allah. evil is at war with the human soul. It's at war with the human soul. And evil inside the human being is trying to keep the human soul from coming to the into the life that Almighty God, Allah, has created for the human life. And the reason being is because evil knows Allah. Evil knows the Creator, because before evil was once good. Now, I'll explain, if you bear with me, what I'm saying. The one most commonly called the evil, or the chief evil, or the chief deceiver, or the chief evil, is called by the common name Satan or the devil. Well, do we know that once, and probably a lot of you do, we're just speaking, and whosoever know, that's good, pass it on. Whosoever don't know, please, may God bless you, Allah bless you to receive. Well, this chief deceiver, Satan, the one we call the common term Satan, was once an angel in heaven. His name was Iblis. He was, as I understand, a beautiful angel. All creatures in heaven with Almighty God, Allah is beautiful. Almighty God, Allah is beautiful. He's beauty. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him in English, said that Almighty Allah is beauty. So this particular angel was said to be one of the most beautiful of all the angels. All of them was beautiful, but he was very proud of himself. Okay? But he was still good now. But when Almighty Allah, Almighty God, said that he was going to create man, this particular angel rose up and said, and Almighty God, first of all, said that he was going to create man, and he went on to speak about the plan he had with man. He said, I'm going to create man. And he said, out of clay. Yes, he said, out of clay, of the earth, the material earth. And he said, when I have created and fashioned man and duly proportioned man, you see, then he said, when I put my spirit, some of my spirit into man, he instructed all the angels to bow down and submit to man. Now, this particular angel, Iblis, said, no, I can't do that. He said, I can't submit to something you're making out of clay. He said, you created me out of fire. You see, listen carefully. This is very important. He said, you created me out of fire. I cannot submit to a creature you're going to create out of clay. But see, this is the thing. Then Almighty God, Allah, said to him, okay, well, since you will not submit to my plan, you can't stay in my heaven, okay? He said, I will cast you out. I will cast you out. And the devil, he quickly, because he knew he was getting ready to be destroyed, he and his followers, they're called jinns, evil spirits, after they rebelled against Allah's will. He and his followers, they're called the jinns, or demons, some people call them, evil spirits, all the same. He said, give me respite. This is the devil now asking God for respite after he rebelled against the will of Allah to submit to man after Allah put his spirit, ruach, spirit into man. He said, give me respite until the day you raise up mankind from the dead. That is the day that Almighty Allah raises us, our dead bodies up for the day known all over the world since the beginning of the time of resurrection and judgment. Yes. So Allah gave, he granted permission to the Satan. He granted that respite to him to test the faith of man and woman to the day that we are raised up from the dead for the resurrection and judgment of our life on this earth. So he said, I'm going to go all over the earth. This is what Satan said, the devil. He said, I'm going all over the earth. I'm going to come at him from in front of him, behind him, from the right and the left. Meaning your east, west, north, and south cover the whole earth. He said, I'm going to come at him from all over the earth. And he said, you ain't going to find most of them even showing you no gratitude, showing you no kind of thanks for all the good that you do for them. And he said also, I'm going to deface. This is what the devil said he going to do to man and woman, and he did it today. He said, I'm going to get most of them, And he said, I'm going to deface their nature, means that beautiful nature, good nature you created in them, I'm going to deface it. I'm going to change it to a bad nature, you see. And today, you see in the world, most people act like it's natural for them to be evil. Most people act like it's natural for them to be ungodly, wicked, deceitful. That's not the nature Almighty Allah created in the human being. Now, let's continue that story. This is very important. Now, Almighty God Allah say, go and get all of the human beings you can. Lead them astray. And listen to what Almighty Allah said. One of the first things Allah said, lead them astray, what is your seductive voice? You see, the devil have a seductive voice. What is seduction? Okay, we can, in common terms, realize seduction in this way. If a woman or a man seduce one another sexually, we associate that commonly with sexual seduction, or seduce a child sexually. But we're not talking about that type of seduction. We're talking about a spiritual and mental seduction. The devil whispers to us, and he whispers suggestions, seductions to us to seduce us away from the remembrance of Allah, or our Creator. And once he's able to do this, then he divides our attention that we're supposed to be giving all to our Creator. He divides that attention, and he has us doing what? Mixing good with evil, following good knowledge and bad knowledge. Now, let's go on with this story in the beginning, okay, before Almighty God cast the Satan upon the earth and before Almighty Allah put man and woman upon the earth, down here on earth. Almighty God first created man and woman pure. He created them all good. And he created a world for them, a society for them called Eden or heaven. Eden, a garden. He created a garden, you see. And in this garden, Almighty Allah created trees, you see. And you see, he created one tree to test man and woman before their fall, to the deception of the devil. And this tree, he called it forbidden tree. He told them, he said, you can eat of all the trees in the garden, but when you come to the tree in the midst of the garden that bears the fruit of good and evil, stay away from that tree, that particular tree, because he said, the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. Now understand, Adam and Eve didn't have a flesh body at this time. They were spiritual beings. They were beings that you consider them to be good-natured, spiritual beings. Okay? But they were just created, and the devil, the Satan, was created before they was created. So he was, and he was the leader of the angels at one time, so he was very clever. That's why Allah called him the chief deceiver. So he lied to Adam, he lied to Eve, and caused their fall from the grace of Almighty God. And so when he did that, Adam and Eve began to die. But now they didn't have a physical body in the Garden of Eden, so that death had to be a what? A spiritual death. They didn't even have a mind, so that death had to be a spiritual death. So the point being is that when we allow ourselves in any religion, any faith, to mix evil with good, truth with falsehood, lies with truth, then we begin to fall from the grace of God, which means we begin to fall from the guidance of God. We begin to fall from the true understanding of our Creator, Almighty God, Allah. And we begin to think that our evil is good. It's all right. And then we begin to mix evil with good, and the devil have us under his influence. And this is what has happened in the world today. The Satan, the devil, have most people, Muslim, Christian, Jew, most people in general, under his influence, because most people are confused, in religion in particular, are confused in faith, but they're wrongdoing. They'll pray, they'll do good on one hand, and then they'll do evil on the other hand and act like, because I did good, I'm justified to do this evil because I done already did some good. But let me share something with you, if I can, this morning. Almighty God, Allah said, for human beings, he said, follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and the good deed will wipe out the bad deed. And he said, behave well towards each other as human beings. He didn't say follow up a good deed with a bad deed. No, he said follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and the good deed will wipe out the bad. This is how merciful Almighty God Allah is to the human being. In fact, Almighty God Allah, this is all included in the talk, he said, when he decreed or ordained his creation in the heavens and the earth, that he decreed or ordained that his mercy prevail over his wrath. I also want to share another story in the beginning of this talk with you about when Almighty God Allah, our Creator, created the earth down here, what we're walking and living upon as human beings, and where the jinns also are dwelling too. The evil spirits of the Satan and his followers. We can't see them, but we see their works. Almighty God, when he created the earth down here, you know, even in the Bible, the Christian's Bible say that Almighty God say when he created the heavens and the earth, he created them in, what, six days, and say every day that he created everything in the heavens and earth, it was good. He deemed or ordained that it was good. All right? So he showed the archangel, Jibril, he showed him the earth down here when he first created Almighty God Allah did. And the angel Jibril said to Almighty God Allah, he said, how can anybody go wrong in such a beautiful, good world? And in an instant, Almighty God Allah, he showed him, the angel Jibril, the archangel of the world, after he allowed the Satan to have his way down here on earth. And he said to Almighty Allah, how can any human being go right? How can any human being do good or go right in such a wicked, wicked world like that? Now, we are in the wicked, wicked world that the angel, archangel Jibril said, Gabriel said, how can anybody go right in a world like this? So what can we do to change this, people? This is the talk about the talk today, what it's about. What can we do to change the world? We got all of these religions in the world. We got all of these governments in the world. But we got all these this division in the world, but we only have one God. Why is that? One God means that all people are supposed to be one people. Adam and Eve, when Almighty God created them, the first man and woman, he said he created Adam first, then he created Eve. And he said he created Adam as a male. He created Eve a female. And then he said he breathed or he inspired into Adam and Eve some of his ruh or spirit, and Adam and Eve became a living soul. He said a living soul, one, meaning one, a living soul, because he's one God, one Allah, one creator. You see, so all men and women came from Adam and Eve, you see, and so we were created one, and Almighty God Allah say once on this earth, this planet, on this division today, he said once in the beginning, all men and women were one. It wasn't no different races. It was one human race. And he say, as it was, he created the world in the beginning, people. He say, in these ending days, in the last days here, what we're in, he say, he's returning the earth back to the way it was he created in the beginning. That means Almighty Allah, Almighty God Allah, getting ready to destroy all this division in all religions, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, all these other isms and schisms, which means divisions. That's all isms and schisms mean in religion. It means divisions. In Islam, we say bitta, it means innovations that people have invented into religion to suit their own fancy. In other words, people want to do what they want to do, and they try to use religion to justify by bringing their own ideas into the religion. They don't corrupt the pure way of life that Almighty God Allah has created, which is called Islam. They corrupt their own souls by disobeying the way of life that God, Allah, has created for them. And that way of life is called Islam. Then it's called Al-Islam. What do Al-Islam mean? It's an Arabic word, or Islam. It means submission to the will of Allah. Or to the submission, for you all don't understand the language, submission to the will of Almighty God. See, submission to the will of Almighty God and our God, Allah, is one, means that all people will be under one influence, people, and that is God's influence, which is all good. You see, Almighty God, Allah, is all good. He's not some good. So, people, Almighty God, Allah, don't accept faith and wrongdoing. That's how the devil influences us. It's through our self-will. You see, we have a will as human beings. We have a will, and we have a little freedom of will because we're only in this world for a little while. And we have a limited amount of freedom to choose between falsehood and truth. And this morning I was writing. Almighty God, Allah had me up writing, and he had me write down this to share with you all, that the reason most people are under the influence of evil is because Almighty God, Allah, say the root of all evil is the love of the material world, materialism. Now, what do he mean? For all of you people out there who think I'm saying we ain't supposed to have material things or we're supposed to reject material things, I'm not saying that. He's saying that the Almighty Allah say he created the heavens and the earth, and he created man, and he allowed the Satan to exist down here in the world, evil, to test man. Our faith, he said, he tests us with good and evil only by way of trial to see which of us would be best in conduct. You see, when you look at all the people and look at yourself, I look at myself, when we are under the influence of materialism or we're pursuing material things, which includes our flesh, our carnal desires, we see this is where all the evil come from. But when we turn around from pursuing and striving for material pleasures, carnal pleasures, and we start striving for the good pleasure of Almighty God Allah, to please Almighty God Allah, that's how we come out of evil, and that's how we come back to the unity of the goodness of Almighty God. You have to die to live, people. You have to die to your will. We have to die to our ways in order to live in the will of Almighty God Allah. And his will is life. He is life. And you see, people, another thing, this material world and everything in it is an illusion. It's not real. You know, most people now, day and time, you're looking at them. One brother said that, and he's right, where people are supposed to be willing to give their life or to kill or to die for Allah, to do good for what's right, for justice, freedom, justice, and equality, most people are not only willing to kill, most people kill you now if you hit their car that they worship, or if you just look at their wife they worship or their husband that they worship, they'll kill you. Most people will kill you over worldly things today. Most people will give their life for worldly things today. But very few people are willing to kill or die to establish justice and equality on this earth for all human beings. So I hope that in the beginning of this talk, everybody listening will understand that the division that we're talking about, it's spiritual division, it's mental division, it's the mind and the soul being divided from the truth of Almighty God Allah, which is all truth. It's not partial truths mixed with falsehoods. It's all truth, you see. And mixing lies or mixing falsehood with truth today, this is how the Satan has influenced people, most Muslim, Christian, Jews, people in religion. He got them trying to pursue carnal or material pledges and to trying to hold on to material comforts, and they're not willing to let this whole world go to strive for the world of Almighty God Allah, which is unseen and it is spiritual and it's eternal. And on this paper I wrote that Almighty Allah is the only reality. The Creator, Allah, God, Almighty Allah, He's the only reality. Everything He created, including ourselves, is only a reflection of His reality. But the reality is not what we see. The reality is our Creator, who we cannot see with our mortal eyes, but He sees us at all times. He's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or any place. So with that said, I won't do anything. I don't have any power, but at this time, be it the will of Allah, we'll give way to anyone that wants to comment on anything I've already said, or if they have any comments they want to give. We want to give everybody that's listening an opportunity to tune in and to share in this beautiful spiritual conversation we're having on here today and every Sunday that Almighty Allah blesses us to come on. So at this time, we'll give way to the co-host, my beautiful wife, Sister Isla Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Again, we have another beautiful, powerful message that's being sent out to you by Imam Shahid Shabazz. And for my radio listening audience, you are listening to the Reality of the Equator, Imam Shahid Shabazz, discussion today on United We Stand, Divided We Fall. Beautiful, beautiful teachings. But if there is any of you out in the audience who would like to make a comment or ask a question, you may do so now. I see on our switchboard we have one caller, a 704 number, 267 number, 704-267 air. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you may do so now. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Co-host, if I may comment, I know who that is, and that's one of my friends, dear friends, and they want to listen. But I do want to say to my dear friend, Renee, your daughter, the one that I call old spirited like myself, she said yesterday when I was in Salisbury working at your house, she said in school, in the public school system, she wanted to know more about black history, but they were suppressing black history in school, and it was things she wanted to learn, but she couldn't learn because when she was asked about it, they would try to go to something else and divert her attention to something else. So I want her to know, either one of your daughters, if they got any questions, if they're at home, they want to ask about history, I myself, my wife, and others that's coming on the program, Almighty God has blessed us with the answers in a book called the Holy Quran to answer all the questions, that is, that anyone have about history, life, and the purpose of life, and racism, and slavery, and everything else. So if you just want to listen today, that's fine, but I just wanted to let my wife know you had already informed me that you just want to listen, and you may want to comment today. So I'll let you go take it from here. My beloved wife.
All right. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Right now, we don't have any more callers in on the switchboard who are desiring to give a comment. Most, I think, would just like to listen to those beautiful teachings that you're giving to us. We want to remind you also that we are being aired through the Blog Talk Radio Show. And it is a fee. We have to pay to come and give you this information that we're giving to you, these beautiful messages and teachings to reach you and reach your soul and awaken you to the reality of your Creator. It does cost money, so if there's any of you in the listening audience who would like to donate anything for the program to assist us, the number to call is 336-497-8734 or 301-672-3381. And at this time, I'm going to turn the show back over to our host speaker, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, people, this is what Almighty Allah, the Creator, revealed to me this morning as I was sitting, praying, meditating, and asking Almighty Allah for what message that he wanted me to give to his people today on the show. And he revealed to me this message here with the title, United We Stand. People go like this. Division is against the very foundation of faith and the unity of Almighty God, Allah. And it is therefore condemned by all the principles that unite all people under one God. And that God is a universal God, and his law for all his creation is a moral law, you see. And morals is what unites all creation. Morals is the goodness of God. So the only way we can be united is through the goodness of Almighty God Allah. Evil cannot unite people. Evil divides and destroys. And also, in this particular revelation, the Creator revealed to me that the Creator himself, of all things, all people, is one. Not two. He's not three. He's not three and one. He's one. Therefore, we can never have unity in the world of mankind or human beings until we come to this understanding that our God, our Creator, is one. Also, people, community means come to unity. If you study the word and break it down, community, in the beginning of the word you have come, and in the end of the word you have unity. So it means come to unity, people. And when you come to unity, you're coming back to Almighty God, Allah's will. You're coming to the will of Almighty God. In order to come back to the unity of Almighty God, Allah, we must stop thinking as individuals, and we must think as one. But we can't do this until we recognize that our God is one, not two, not three. Then, you know, in mathematics, you have what's called division. And in division, you divide. You separate the numbers. So division also means separation. So it's the separation of the human goodness, the human good, God, or the God in the human being, so that the human being will no longer be connected with the goodness of God, and then the human being would be ignorant of the life that God, Allah, created for the human being, and the human being can't live like any animal, though we have an animal body, but we have a special life that our Creator has given us, and that life is spiritual, people. That life is not animal life. It's not carnal life. See, when the human being is separated from Almighty God, we live all kinds of ways. We'll do anything. We destroy life rather than enhance life, you see, rather than beautify life, we destroy life because we become of the jinn, of the evil nature that we can take on in the absence of the remembrance of Almighty God Allah in our life. And you know, people, in the same revelation that Allah revealed to me, Allah, or Almighty God, Allah's unity keeps all the universe under law and in harmony. So when we come back to the unity in the worship of Almighty God, Allah, as Muslim, Christian, Jews, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever you want to call yourself in religion, then we'll also have harmony with one another. Harmony and conflict is not the same. Harmony means unity, love, help, caring for one another. Conflict means bickering with one another, envying one another, hating on one another. They're trying to deceive one another. Yes, people, the main thing that keeps people from uniting is ignorance. All over the world, we see people killing each other, killing their own humankind, killing their babies in the United States of America, killing their own children, putting them in cars, letting them die of heat, driving them into water and letting them drown to death. This is not human behavior. This is jinn behavior. This is evil spirits operating in the human body. And it comes from the ignorance of the human being, not knowing who Almighty Allah created them and not knowing the true life that Almighty Allah has created for them, which is spiritual life, not having a true knowledge of their creator. And even in the Christian's Bible, yes, it's confirmed in the Quran too, because all of God's Allah's truth confirmed itself. It's Allah, the creator, saying, my people perish because of the lack of the knowledge of me, knowing who I created them, who I am, whose they are. They are my creation and my creatures. And a Caucasian lady I met yesterday, a postal lady, she worked for the post office, she kept saying that Almighty God, but she didn't say God. She did say God. She said God. Then she said Christ, but she said Almighty God. God created us in his own image. And I hear a lot of people saying this. And I said to her that that's not correct knowledge. See, I think because who have seen God's image to tell you what God looked like, Allah looked like? She couldn't tell me that. Because no one has seen an image of the Creator, Allah. He have no image. I said to her that Almighty God, Allah, said he created us in his own likeness or in his own qualities, you see, in his own attributes, good qualities. And in order to get a true knowledge of Allah or your creator people, we must, as a human race, first understand that Allah or the creator is the only reality, that nothing else that's created is real. This has got to be heavily emphasized because most people believe in what they see. They even have a saying in this world from a little boy, and I'm in my late 50s now, from a little boy I heard people saying this a lot, seeing is believing. That's how we've been miseducated, in the United States especially, to believe in what we see. That's why I quit school. I quit man's school and enrolled into the school of Allah, the school of the Creator, which is the university of the universe. I began to ask the Creator to guide me, and he began to teach me things by showing me signs all in the heavens and the earth, and those signs was directing my attention towards him and the life that he created for me because it was the same life of the universe. And what is that life? That life is to worship and to serve Almighty God, our Creator, and him alone. And I began to realize that, and he began to open my eyes up and see the wrong that I was doing and direct me towards his righteousness. And as I began to continue to do that, separate my life from the wrong, the sins I was doing, he began to guide me to his Sirat al-Mustaqim, or his straight way. You see, the way of Almighty God, Allah, is a straight way. It's not crooked. You see, you have so many people in religion, beginning with Islam, the three major religions, Christianity and Judaism. Most people in religion, all three of those religions, are crooked. They think they can do good on one hand, do good when they think it's convenient for them, and when they don't think it's convenient for them, don't do good, and think that Almighty God, Allah, don't know and don't see and understand all that they are doing. Almighty God, Allah, says in his final revelations in the Quran, he said he's on his way, meaning he's on his way to take out this world and bring in this world, and his spiritual, eternal world. And he said he sees and knows what everybody's doing, and he said he knows the secrets in everybody's heart, people. So don't think you can ever deceive Almighty God, Allah, because he knows, he created you. He knows what you're desiring in your heart. He knows what you're thinking in your mind before you know your own desires, your own thoughts. You see, and nothing, people, in this material world is real. And nothing in the material world will last. It's all temporary. It's just a test. And understand that Allah, Almighty God's reality, is unseen, again, and everlasting, eternal. All messengers of Almighty God, Allah, came with the same truth, and they taught that there is only one God and that nothing should be worshipped that Allah or Almighty God created but the Creator. Nothing should be worshipped but Almighty God. That's what Almighty God revealed to me this morning as I was sitting there waking up out of sleep. He woke me up from a state next to death and breathed life into me again and gave me an opportunity to praise him, to worship him, to ask forgiveness. And I was sharing with my friend Renee in Salisbury yesterday this I want to share with the listening audience today, that you know that the best person on the planet Earth today, the best one of us in terms of living a good life, do you know all the good that we do as human beings will not save us on the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment? Do you know, people, that the only way we will be saved, any of us, myself or anybody, from the fire of hell on the day of resurrection and judgment is through the grace and mercy of Allah, our Creator. The Creator said that our bad deeds, our bad, he said he created us weak in flesh. And none of us will make it back home in Almighty God Allah's eternity unless we constantly live every day of our life like it is our last day to purify ourselves or to separate ourselves from all evil and seek all good from Almighty God Allah. Seek all this goodness every day. And Almighty God's last prophet, Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said we should do all the extra good. You know, I see a lot of people in religion today, especially Muslims, or people that say they're Muslim. They'll do a little good, and then they'll stop. Christians, Jews, other religious people the same way. They act like they can have faith, so they say, in Almighty God, Allah, and do a little bit of good, and then hold back. They got a limit on how much good they're going to do. And don't realize that the good that they're doing is not for God. It's for their own soul salvation. Because in order for our souls to be saved, people, as human beings, we must help our brothers and sisters along the way also. You cannot worship and love Almighty God Allah, who you do not see, and not love and serve and help your brother and sister that you see every day walking around you needing help. And you know you have what they need to help them, and you refuse to use whatever Almighty God Allah has given you to help them. You don't even know Allah. Because to know Allah, you don't have to talk it. You don't have to speak Arabic. You don't have to speak Latin, Spanish. It ain't no language. To love and the worship of Almighty God Allah is a way of living. It ain't a way of talking. It's a way of living. It's an action word. The love of God, Allah, is the love of mankind. They go together. They're inseparable. You can't separate them. So I don't have to go out here with no big sign on me saying, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Hindu. I believe in God. It is your conduct. It is your works, your deeds that will let you know and the world know who you worship, who you are, and who you are. Whether you belong to the Satan or whether you belong to your Creator, Allah. It's your deeds. If you belong to Satan, your deeds are going to be evil. And if you belong to Allah, your deeds are going to be what? Good. And understand that Almighty God, Allah, people, is all good, and he only accepts that which is good. So don't think you can go steal something from somebody and then go take it to the mosque or the church or the synagogue and give it and say, I'm giving this as a gift to God. Don't think you can go out here and take care of people and say, I'm killing these people in the name of God, in jihad. I'm declaring war on these people to kill these people for the pledge of God in the name of God because you're telling a lie. God say, don't take life that he's made sacred except for just cause. Meaning only if somebody trying to take your life do Almighty God Allah give you the right to defend yourself and to take their life if they're trying to take your life. But he say, at all costs, if you can avoid that, try to avoid taking life altogether if you can't avoid it. And if you follow his will and stop following our own will, you can avoid bloodshed and conflict. Study history. History will teach you this. So, again, we'll give anybody an opportunity to comment, come on the program, and sharing this talk. I appreciate you all. If you enjoy listening to anything, the Creator is blessing me to share with you. But I know that there are some other souls out there that have something to share, and all the good that Almighty God Allah does for all of us every day throughout our life. In spite of all the bad we do, He blesses us so much because He loves us so much. So I know some of you all out there got some goodness, some good to talk about of y'all Creator, our Creator, the one God, Allah. So please, if you will, just come on. You know, and I mean, you don't have to stay long. Come on and let God's voice be heard through your own soul so that it may touch somebody else's soul and we can help. And it'll be a ripple effect and spread all over the world and transform this world back to all good, the world that Almighty God is transforming it into anyway. But if we want to be a part of God's team, the A-team I call it, the law team or the Creator's team, then we got to work in doing all good and help each other in doing good and spreading all the good of God and forbidding each other from all the evil, the bad, the wrong that Almighty God Allah say, stay away from. So at this time again, we give anybody an opportunity, come on, comment, ask questions. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered with all this corruption and evil in religion and in the world today, especially in religion and politics. So at this time, again, we give away to the listening audience. My beloved wife, if anybody want to come on, yes, you can bring them on at this time.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. We want to really, really thank you for this wonderful, powerful, the soul food that you're feeding us today. I'm sure, audience, that we are not just taking in all of these good teachings just for entertainment. We're taking them seriously, and we want to pass word on to others and pray that we can change our lives accordingly and to better by our lives, to be more pleasing to our Creator. At this time, we do have another caller, a 202-413 number, 202-413-2521. If you're listening, would you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Hello.
202-413-2521.
My name is Angelica. I'm calling from the Maryland, Virginia, Washington area.
I didn't get your name. Can you give me your name again, please?
Angelica.
Okay, thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you, Brother Imam, today?
I am great. All praise is due to Allah, the supreme creator of the heavens and earth. He has blessed me to be great. Every day he blessed me to wake up, sister. That's a great day for me. No matter what happens, it's all for my good. So every day is a good day, a great day for me.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you for asking.
Yes, I thank you for the subject. It's a beautiful topic, a well-needed topic, I'll say. I would just like to talk about the origin of unity, how the Lord, he wants us to stay together. He wants us to come together because there's blessings in unity and how Satan works in division. Now, I would like to mention to you, Brother Imam, when the importance of unity, why is it that the people, they see the importance of coming together, husband and wife, cordial relationship, they see the importance of that unity. And then when the child is born, the child is connected to the mother. That's another form of unity. But then after the child gets grown and gone, then they turn to arrogance. See, it took unity for the couple to come together. They enjoyed that unity. But now that the child is born and there's arrogance, then the division has set in. Why is the arrogance? Is it because they don't appreciate? Or has the disunity or the arrogance blind them?
Just want to make sure that you're finished before I respond.
Yes, I'm finished.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a very, very excellent, I would say, question. And with the help of Almighty Allah, I will be glad to answer that. You alluded to the answer. You know, what caused the fall of I would say the Satan, in the beginning of time, we talked in the beginning of the program, It was arrogance. And arrogance comes from pride, and pride comes from self. So I want to connect all three of them. So you're right, and that was so beautiful and well put what you said, the Creator, Allah bless you, to say about that is so beautiful. Isn't it the power of Almighty, miraculous power of Almighty God, Allah, how it takes a man and woman to come together in unity to produce another human being. Two men
yes.
can't produce a child. Two women can't produce a child. They have, in this American society, justified same-sex marriage, but that's destroying the human race because a man and a man can't produce a child. A woman and a woman come together having sex can't produce a child. So you know, why are they doing this? Why is this separation, like you say, after God bring the man and woman, the male and the female together in unity to procreate and prolong their creation on this planet Earth, but yet after the child is born, like you say, and we see today in the world more than ever division in the family life. But we'll go back to what we said in the beginning. Unity comes from the remembrance of God, knowing the purpose of life that Allah created for you. So what happens to people, they forget that we have an enemy that's working against us at all times. Almighty God, Allah called the Satan the chief deceiver. So we are, and Allah Almighty is saying in the Holy Quran, he said, Satan is your enemy. He's speaking to all people, not just Muslims. He's speaking to all mankind. He says, Satan or the devil is your enemy, so treat him as an enemy. Sister, today, most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, most people in religion and out of religion, they treat evil like it's good. You see people out here doing evil and trying to justify that evil. Now, to get to the root of your question, yes, I'm in agreement with you. It comes from self-pride. See, it comes from self-will and self-pride. You know, when we want to do things for ourselves, then we forget God because God created us as one. Even in the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Almighty God, Allah, and I used to think this, wonder about this myself, in the English translation, we see when it speaks of Allah, it says we. Often it says we. And I used to wonder, what does it mean by we? Allah is the one God, and he's the only one that's doing all of this. So why is it translated from the clear, uncorrupted Arabic in the Quran into this corrupt English language, we? And then I was blessed by Allah with a scholar to teach me why. And what he said to me, it satisfied my soul. He said, yes, Allah knows he's doing everything, all the good that's happening to us. Allah's doing that. He only good that Allah got his angels doing. Allah still is working through them, so it's still all the good is still coming from Allah. But Allah incorporates or includes his creatures that work for him. He includes them in this unity by saying we. So you are so right in what you're saying, and that is so important for the human race to understand that we didn't even come together. The human race exists because of unity. The man and the woman has to be brought together by God, created first, male and female, not two males and two females, male and female, and they were blessed by God to come together in his love and to produce another human life.
Yes.
So,
but understand
that life was produced in the love of God. It won't produce in them just being into their carnal part of themselves.
Yeah.
It's the love of God that produces life. And it's only God that can produce life. And he's created life to be produced in a certain order and way. That is a man and a woman coming together. Not two men, again, not two women. It cannot produce a child. So I'll let you elaborate a little further on that because I can feel probably in my soul you got some more to speak on that. Go ahead on, sis.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much. Yeah, so it is a fair statement to say that life begins with unity.
Yes, ma'am.
Life begins with unity.
Yes, it do.
And God puts unity. The Lord puts unity in everything. It's blessings.
Yes,
he
did. Yes, he did.
Satan works in division. You know,
yes, he do.
I like to say, relative to people getting jobs, employment, You know, some people think they're going to go to school to be a doctor to make money. I would like to say that the Lord has put unity in everything, all the good. So you're going to school to be a doctor to make money, but you're actually going to school to serve his servant, his people. So we can never filter out the Lord's mercy in everything we do. And that itself is a form of unity. When you have unity with your Creator, that's the unity starts. Is that right, Brother Nunn?
Say that again. If you look back in the phone.
And that relationship with your Lord will roll over into other relationships. But if
it will permeate.
The opposite of unity. You'll be stagnated.
Yes. Yes.
And that's all I have to say.
Division,
thank you.
Division corrupts the human being, because when the human being is separated from the Creator, Allah says in the Holy Quran, when we forget him, the human being, when we forget our Creator, Allah, we forget our own souls. So when you forget your soul, you forget your mind. You're out of your mind. See, the mind, the soul, the spirit of Almighty God Allah, it gave birth, it gave rise to what's called the intellect or the intelligence in man and woman. So when we forget God, we are no longer intelligent. And intelligent means to have an ability to distinguish right from wrong, good from bad. So that's what you call intelligent. You don't call a person intelligent, though they got book knowledge, if they're out here killing people, raping and robbing and vandalizing people, though they may have a bachelor's degree, a associate's degree, all these degrees, but Almighty God Allah says signs and skills avail a human being not, do us no good if our soul is dead. In another way, he says, what have we gained as human beings to gain the whole wide world of material things and lose our immortal soul? He said we've gained nothing, but we've lost all that we have. All we have is our immortal soul. Everything else in the creation of Almighty God Allah in the material world, he said, will pass away. And he is passing away, and we are dying as we talk. But Almighty God Allah said all that with him and his eternal unseen world will endure, last, go on forever throughout all eternity.
Yeah.
So
can I make one more comment, please, if that's possible?
Ma'am?
Is it possible, radio host, to make one more comment?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I would like to say, relative to unity, you know, everything is a sign from the Lord, from God, from Allah. Everything is a sign. So if you look at the movie, we all go to movie theaters. At the end of the movie theater, we're speaking about unity. Look how many credits, look how many people it took to make one movie. That's powerful in itself. There's blessings in unity. It took so many people from different departments, segments, to make this movie, one movie produced.
Just one movie, that's right.
And then we can never consider ourselves to be independent. Only God is independent, because everything we wear comes from different countries.
That's right.
Is that right, Brother Man?
Yes, that's correct.
Italy, China, America. So it is important to understand that we're all one. We're on the earth together.
That's right.
It's only one race, the human race. And
that's
it's
right.
All about blessings. Who wants to be the better person?
That's
Who
right.
Who wants to get the blessings first?
That's right. And, you know, with your statement, excuse me, go down.
Oh, no, I'm done. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for those beautiful comments and statements. Also, there was a song when you and I was growing up back in the early 70s, a group by the name of the Stylistics, and they had a song, and in the song it said, people make the world go round, and that's in essence what you were just saying. It's all the people working together that produces one movie, like you say. And we can see all the creation working in unison or unity keeps the world going round. I mean, because everything is working and coexisting and operating to help the whole, to benefit the whole of creation. Almighty God got everything working in its own order, in its own sphere, And he said to us as human beings, he said he created us different as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other. So everybody got some goodness of Allah or God, the Creator, in them to help make it better. So I noticed this too. So a lot of people, Muslim, Christian, Jewish people in general, they look around and see all this bad and evil going on, and you'll see a great majority of the people are talking about the problem, but not realizing that. Go ahead on and be a part of the solution yourself. And I want to say that to say this. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a prayer and peace be upon him, he said, one learned believer is harder on the devil than Satan than 1,000 ignorant worshipers. Now, I want to qualify this statement, especially for the Muslim and in general, especially for everybody, but especially for the Muslim since it's in the language of the Quran. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day out doing da'wah of spreading the message of Allah, and we was talking about this. We were saying, if you're in a religion, and you don't practice your faith, we were talking about the United States of America and Islam, how they're trying to say that President Obama is a Muslim, trying to slander Islam in every way they can, the United States government more than any other government, slandering their own president, especially the Republicans. Now, what is so bad about Islam that they don't want Islam in this country? We got lots of Muslims in this country, but they ain't just talking about having Muslims in this country. They don't want true Islam in the United States of America. You know why? We were saying that, see, true Islam will destroy, it will kill slavery. Islam was revealed to Prophet Muhammad to free the human soul from the evil of the human nature and the evil of the evil, this world of evil. Almighty God Allah said the root of all evil is the love of this world. So Islam brought freedom. It brought true understanding back to the human being of who the human being really was, and it separated the human being from the carnal part of the human being, which the world was under carnal, nothing but carnal desires before the coming of the last prophet, who was raised up, and the last and final revelations was revealed to him to free the whole world from their own carnal evil of their own carnal self and the evils of this world. So, freedom. America don't want to see democracy, true democracy for everybody. True democracy means a government of the people and by the people. We, the people in this country, don't have no say-so hardly in government at all. The only time they really want us is when it's time for them to be elected. And the people that's most rejected and left out of the political process, educational process, and every other process that's going to help benefit the human life is the African-American people. So, now, I know I said a lot, but I said that to say this, that the learned are those who practice their faith in their conduct. You said it earlier. So the only way change is going to come about, the world won't get no better, as one singer said, if we just let it be. So we have to realize our value to Almighty God Allah as an individual doing good. Don't wait on nobody else to do good. Do good yourself. This takes me back to another statement I want to make, and then if you want to make another comment or somebody, I'll get away. That, you see, inshallah, you see, one person, one man changed the whole course of the world for all time. That was Prophet Muhammad. He was raised up, and that man started out by himself teaching La ilaha illallah. Then he began to get a few followers, and they were persecuted. But they kept going and kept going. And from that one man, God blessed him with a good wife. And she had a slave, and then once she married this man, this man freed her slave, and them three people, they kept on going, preaching and teaching, La ilaha illallah, there's no God but one God. They weren't just talking it, they were living it. So much so that by them living right and living this way of life, it began to influence Jews, Christians, and everybody in the entire world. And that's why today, out of every 10 persons in the world, human beings, 5 of them are Muslims, because this way of life is not just for a particular race. It's for all human beings to come back to their true nature, which is good, godly, and good. Almighty God, Allah says in his final revelation, in my conclusion, that he created in the nature of good in every living thing he created, in every human being, and in all nature. He created all nature good. I'm finished.
At this point, I would like to, I'm listening to all of these beautiful teachings and comments, and it really has my mind working, and I'm quite sure it has many in the audience. So I pray a lot that someone else will come in and join us by just hitting that number one button. If there's anything that you want to say, a comment, a question you would like to ask, come on on. Reach the number one button, your number will show up, and we invite you to join us with your feedback. Also, I am just so overwhelmed every time I think about the creation and go back to the beginning of Adam and Eve. I even go beyond that. I think how our merciful Creator Allah had made it convenient for us to live by putting everything on earth that we needed to exist before he allowed man to come on earth. And how he put the creatures, and the creatures, how they are united. They are united in their work at a specific place. They work together. They go out and get the food and their needs and take them to that place and work together to be a their little home that they live in. All the many different, the spiders, the ants, the bees, they all work in unity as one. And these, they were all put on earth for a sign for humanity as to how he was to build his society on earth. I think that is so beautiful. And not only that, a lot of these teachers on earth are for us. To sustain us for our service, and that shows how merciful he is. But we are also given signs through them and warnings from the creation that if you go astray, it's like if the one animal should venture out into another animal's territory where he is, then he's in trouble. He might not get back to his own place, his own home, because he will be devoured by that animal for his food, his sustenance. So we are given a sustenance from these animals, but we are also warned of the dangers of not following rules, not obeying. I mean, see that even in the animal kingdom, but only obeying the Creator when he says, if you go astray, then you're going to fall into trouble. And we also know that we have out here the difference between good and evil that's causing us the evil. Is that which causes us to go astray from that which is good. And as we call it, we might call it the shaitan, the jinn, or whatever. But it comes also, you have the whispers of good within and the whispers of evil. And when you go straight and you go wrong and listen to the whisper of evil, they say you can tell us, don't listen to that left side that they call, that's the whisper of evil. You know right from wrong. You've been caught right from wrong. So Allah sends us the right message, the good message, all, so that we will know the right way. But when we choose to not listen to that, and listen to that call to the wrong, and that's when we go astray. And most men will lead each other astray. That's what's happening today. More people are unifying and doing evil, and less unifying and doing the right and the good of their Creator. And this is why we have a problem. And yes, many of our children are getting caught up in this. But they're curious. They're going to go astray. They say, teach them. Teach them the right way and lead them. Then there's going to be a time when they get out on their own. Because what if they're going to try these steel watches for themselves when they get out on their own? They're going to try and see what's out there. But they will, they say, leave them alone and they'll come home. And they use that little peace sign, leave them alone and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them. And they look, it let us know that this is saying that, yes, let people look and go once they're going to the gathering out there. And we'll come back to life as most of them. They're caught right in their heart and soul automatically by the Creator. And they will come back to life as. So we must keep those teachings going and keep them encouraged towards this right. But we have to do that by being the example ourselves and not allowing ourselves to get caught up in all this evil and wickedness and be lured by the distractions of a false spirit out there, the illusions out there, and stay focused so that we can keep each other focused on our Creator and our purpose in this. All right, I'll turn the talk back over to now. Imam Sahih Shahab. Again, if there's anybody else who would like to have a word to say, then this is the time to do so.
Okay, since we have no one else that want to comment at this time, we just want to say this to the listening audience. It was weighing heavily on my soul. I want to say it first to the Muslims. I want to say it next to the Christians and the Jews, because those are the three major religions in the world. And then I want to say it in general to all human beings, but in particular to these three religious groups. The last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet for all mankind, he said this, and this is very simple. You don't have to. You really don't even have to be in any religion to know this. He said, when the good that you do pleases you, and the bad you do displeases you, then you know you're a true believer in Allah or Almighty God. That's very simple, right? So, as my wife was just saying, everybody know right from wrong by their very nature. Because Almighty God, Allah said, he created in us what's called, again, intelligence. And when he breathed his spirit into our body, or he inspired his spirit, divine spirit, into our body, it gave us what's called intellect, the intelligence and the ability and our intelligence, intellect, to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. But if you disconnect yourself from Almighty God Allah, you won't have that ability no longer. So you'll be thinking evil is good. That's what most people are at right now, even most Muslims. I see most Muslims. We've just come out of a beautiful month, the most sacred of all months in the world, Ramadan, for all human beings. Almighty God Allah just brought us through this month. And you don't see the same spirit of most Muslims going as they had going into this month as they have coming out of this month. Why? Why is that? I want to say to all you Muslims, first of all, this is not a religion. I want to say to the world, this is not a religion, al-Islam. So for you Muslims, this is not a Ramadan religion. This is not a magical religion. This is a way of life. And the only way you're going to get the life, you got to practice obedience to the Creator's will. And his will is not your will, Muslim, my will. It's the Holy Quran. It's his will in the Holy Quran, his final revelations for all mankind. So if you live according to the Holy Quran, it ain't no way you would be selfish. It ain't no way you would be greedy. It ain't no way you would be liars, making promises to one another and people and not doing everything to fulfill the promises. It used to be a time when I was growing up here in the United States in the 50s and 60s, a person's word, yeah, among the African Americans was their bond. They valued their word. If they told you they were going to do something good, they tried to do it. And at least if they couldn't do it, they would call you and at least let you know they couldn't do it. Most Muslims I know, in particular, don't even have the dignity no more enough to even call you. If they can't help you or do something that they say they promise you, they won't even call you. They don't even have the dignity enough to call you and let you know, at least I can't do this. So why? What kind of world do we have here when people can't rely on other human beings to help them in the good? We have a world of jinn people, of people who are walking around with evil spirits in their bodies, and they're calling themselves human beings, but they're not human beings. They are evil spirits. They are brothers of the devil. What makes the human being different from being a devil is the remembrance of God, Allah, in his life, or not remembering God. If you remember Allah or Almighty God, that means you're remembering to do what is good and all that's good, and you remember to stay away from all that's bad or wrong and encourage others to do the same thing, and that you're always seeking to help somebody in towards the good and forbid them from the wrong. And if you ain't doing that, then you don't believe in Almighty God, Allah. Because Almighty God Allah says, working in his cause is the way that leads to him. Working in good deeds, working in righteousness, will lead you straight to him. But he say, when you work in evil and you mix evil with good, it will lead you straight to the hellfire. So I want to say that to let all you Muslims know that have made promises to me that you're going to call, that you're going to try to get together with me to work in unity, to try to change the United States, the terrible conditions we are living in here and the world, and you ain't doing it. You ain't hurting nobody but your own soul. You ain't doing nothing but condemning your own soul to the hell fire. Read the Holy Quran with a sincere heart. You'll see this for yourself. It's very important that we don't say that which we do not. Allah Almighty God say he is hateful to him that we say we're going to do good, and then we don't do it. It's better not be even bad if you ain't going to do it, but still it ain't going to help you, because we were created to what? Not only say we're going to do good, but we were created to do good automatically because our true nature is good. And you see, when I was doing evil myself, I never felt good. But when Almighty God Allah returned me back to my true nature in Islam, I've been feeling good ever since. And somebody asked me, how was I feeling today? And I said, good and great. I feel I'm worshiping a great creator. I'm worshiping a good creator. And I'm trying to do all I can to please him, so I can't be feeling nothing but good every day, no matter what the circumstances. Because Almighty God Allah say the good and evil that he allows us to go through in the material world by way of trial, they ain't real, they just a test. They're really illusions. The reality is the world beyond this material world. So what am I saying? Good and evil in the material world is temporary. But the good that we will be blessed with in the next life is everlasting, it's eternal. And the evil that we will be punished with in the next life for living a disobedient life to our Creator is eternal. You see, so, you know, these things are very important, and I want us to understand that the day of judgment, Almighty Allah say, is rapidly approaching us now. We see people dying faster than ever before. I be with somebody today, and the next day, I'm getting a call, somebody telling me they dead. They dead. They gone. I'm here where I stay at. They found several people dead in their apartments. And just to show you how people don't value family, their families and nobody hadn't even came to check on these people. And when the maintenance people came in, they found the people's dead bodies. That's how insensitive people are towards human life. When you forget God, you don't care about life no more. And I want you Muslim, Christian, and religious people to know that Almighty God don't accept selfish so-called worship. When you're just thinking about yourself and what can I get out of this? What can I get out of it? I ain't going to do it if I can't get something out of it. What can you get out of doing good? You can get your own soul salvation out of doing good. The good that we do for others is more for ourselves than it is for somebody else. I hear somebody talking. Do anybody want to comment or make a statement at this time? You got it. Anybody want to speak at this time? Give a comment? Ask a question?
I just think this is a very, very nice, I like to say, I just think it's a very nice show. Excellent information. And isn't it true, radio talk host, that for this show, if you want to share it with your friends or family, they can go on the show? And how long do they have to wait before they can listen to it?
I don't think they can. I have to wait at all. But you can ask your co-host that question, and she could better answer that since she operates the program. I'm a speaker.
Right. Yeah. Yes, Ms. Co-host, are you there?
Yes, dear. What we try to do is to give our host speakers a chance to talk on what, so that we get an understanding of what the show is all about, what the teachings are all about. Then, after we have listened and got an understanding of what the discussion is, then we allow our guests to come on and speak. So this is why the way they come on again is that they have to dial the number one button. Otherwise, we don't know they're on the air. And when they dial the number one button, we will push that button in time after we've given them a chance to listen first and see what the discussion is about, what today's subject is about. Then we will push their number and have them to come on and speak. Once the host, the Imam Shahid Shabazz, at this time, once he has finished his talk, he will then give a chance to the speaking audience, the listening audience, for them to give some feedback and have something to say. That's generally the way that we do the show.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're probably
yeah,
welcome.
So,
okay.
So
thank you. To boss, it's time if you want to finish with your teachings or if you want to take a moment to see if there's anyone else who would have something to say at this time.
I would like for you to see if there's anyone else that have anything to say because we would love for any to participate. We know that there's others that Almighty Allah has blessed out there with information, and they don't have to be Muslims, Christians, Jews, anybody that Almighty God Allah has blessed with good information. We want them to share that on the program, so I want to give them an opportunity at this time.
I do see another number or caller calling in. We want to let you know, our listening audience, that if you want to talk, if you want to say something, ask a question or make a comment, you would push the number one button. Now, your number will show up. Sometimes some of them push that button, and for some reason they don't want to say anything. It's not required of you to say anything. If you just want to listen, fine, you may listen. But once I see your number on our switchboard, I will ask you to give a comment or ask a question. If you want to do so at that time, we welcome you to do so. At this time, I do see another number that I'm going to call, bring on the air, and see if that person would like to indeed make a comment. Now, as we say, you're not obligated to make a comment, but if you'd like to do so, you may do so at this time. The number I'm seeing is the 301-326-2699 number. If you would like to make a comment, ask a question. You may do so at this time. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
We were so happy to go to the rally at the White House yesterday and the Mava fish fry at the Martin Luther King Clara Muhammad School. And we are wondering when we're coming out in the city, especially before school begins, can the families and the public get in touch with the Board of Education so that the trade unions can be there in the neighborhoods around the city with workbenches so that families can have some introduction to trade skills with their hands instead of just walking around with signs or going home with empty pockets, you know, of their hands, but forgetting what the message is in the day.
Did you understand the question that sister was asking?
No, I'm still listening. I'm trying to understand. I think for some reason she's off of the air. Her number is still showing up. But I'm not sister.
Can,
I think this is Irish here. Could you come
yeah.
back
can
on?
Can you hear me?
Question?
I said that the AFL-CIO and the trade unions are dotted around the city, and if there could be some invitation for them to bring workbenches to the day's events every day in the public that families can introduce to trade skills on a kindergarten level.
I can't understand
the question
myself, so I'm going to let the co-host answer
what's
that for
going
you,
on
sister.
Within the city. But we are
yeah,
not
there's always events every day around the malls and in the public
as
that we should go home
you,
with workbenches in our view.
Done at this point. I know you're saying something about the AFL-CIO.
Yeah, and the
but,
trade
we
union.
We need to be more clear on our understanding of what it is that you're saying they're doing and what you want to know, the question that you're asking.
The public to bring them to the workbenches, you know, the workbenches to bring them to the public.
At this time,
instead of just
email,
the vendors selling us, they should have workbenches
can
teaching us how to put things together with our hands.
Better than I can. I will see if he can understand what you're saying about bringing them to the public. I the understanding I thought was that you were saying they work.
Yeah, the work benches.
So I'm still kind of missing on that.
Work benches to the public.
Imam Shabazz, do you understand what it is that the question that she's asking?
I don't quite understand. We do have static in the phone. I don't understand fully, clearly, I would say, what the sister's asking. But I would say that I would like to stay on the subject of United We Stand, and I think maybe she's talking in the same light, but I can't hardly understand the United We Stand, divided we fall. I will just say this, as much as I can understand her, I will say that we do, as Muslims, have to engage more into the public and engage more into this political process to change this country. The people that corrupted this government and trying to keep it corrupted, and they're not going to change it. So we as Muslims, we do have to work in unity, and we have to stop talking and procrastinating and start acting on the Quran, acting on the Sunnah, acting on the authentic hadith of Prophet Muhammad, which changed the world 1,400 years and 20-something years ago. And it will change the world today, but we have to act on the Islamic principles and stop just talking and procrastinating and start acting. So that's the best way I can answer the question the best. I understood it. We have to start acting and stop talking so much and start working and doing as Muslims. So I hope that helped out. The sister's question, because I couldn't understand it fully, but I do know that that's in general would answer that question right there.
All right, sister, is that the type of the answer that you're looking for?
I want to see it in the hands of the people when they come to the public.
And there's somebody out there working for us to help the sisters in any way, then we should go to them and work with them and support them if it's good and for the good of humanity. It is our job as Muslims and upright people as working with the others and not depending on others to do for us.
We're making connections to the trade skills that are available.
Okay, well, that's a good start. Just as long as we're working as one, it's right to me.
Well, that's called a connection to if we do that tomorrow before school starts.
Unify, to bring
before
about
the
that
Board of Education,
good.
Teachers and people get busy.
Okay,
so
we want
to
continue with the topic.
We have to go
United.
On now. We have to continue with the discussion and reach other callers as they call in. We want to thank you very much for calling in. We pray a lot that we did answer your questions, your satisfaction, and you will continue to listen to today's discussion. I'm going to turn the floor back over to our Imam Shahid Shabazz, so he can continue with the subject for today.
I wanted to also include into the talk today this specifically for the African-American people. You know, we've been in this country as a people for over 500 years now, and we've made some progress throughout the centuries we've been here, the hundreds of years we've been here, but you see today we have regressed. And I was at one of my customers' houses in Salisbury, North Carolina, yesterday, teaching her and her family and another gentleman. And one of the things she said to me, it was striking. It struck me very, very deep in the core of my soul. She said that she heard an African-American lady say how much she hates all African-American men, and if she if had the power, she would kill us all. This is how much hatred you see among African-American people for each other, and you see more African-American people killing each other. If you study the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, an organization that was set up by the Europeans, the Caucasian in this country, to keep black people suppressed and in slavery. That organization used to kill black people and kill them in such a way as to strike a fear into African Americans of them, like the fear of we're only supposed to have for Almighty God Allah. Well, today they don't have to even put on robes, white sheets, and come at us no more. They have instilled this slavery thinking in us where we hate ourselves and we love them. This lady was telling me, saying to me, and we were talking on this subject of how so many, in fact, most African Americans, Muslims too, are African Americans. They want to be white, and they hate their own self, for Allah, Almighty God, has created them in this so-called black or dark-skinned pigmentation. Excuse me. And you see, most people want to overlook that racism still exists today, especially in the United States. When, look at the attacks on the president. What do you call them? Them racial remarks. And also, I'm saying this to say, African-American people, until you learn what slavery has did to your mind and your soul, and you start taking the words, seek out the words of Almighty God Allah in the Holy Quran, that is the solution to overcoming slavery for African-Americans. I'm talking to you in particular now. It ain't the Bible. It ain't the same people who wrote a book and call it a Bible. And we see they still oppressing us with the same Bible, and everything in their Bible that's connected with them is right. But they even lie on the messengers and prophets of Almighty God in their Bible and say they committed immoral acts so that they can establish in their government immoral acts and use the Bible to justify these immoral acts that they have did, with the same-sex marriage being one of the latest killers of the human life. As we said in the beginning, two men can't produce a human life. Two women can't produce a human life. Yeah, they may have the freedom to choose to marry, but do they have the right by Almighty God Allah to marry a man marrying another man, a woman marrying another man? No. So the government is not for the people of the United States. The government is against the people. Yes. Is working against the people, and especially the African Americans, and especially attacking the president. Why? It's a reason. We'll share some of this reason with you today. When I was growing up, I'm going to use myself as an example. I was the so-called black sheep of the family. I had my ways, but I wasn't a bad person. But on the outside, it appeared that I was bad, you know, a mean person. But I won't. I was being attacked all the time. And so, there were some people that believed in me, and I certainly believed in the goodness of Almighty God and myself. And some people said he's going to turn out to be the best of all of you. You're condemning him. And so one person said on this DVD we have called Hidden Color, this sister, Muslim sister, said this society don't give the African-Americans opportunities today, not because they think that we're the worst. They don't give us opportunities because they know we're the best. President Obama wasn't even running for president when they started almost 6-7 years ago. He just came out of nowhere and the man started running. But the reason Almighty God blessed him to become the president wasn't just because he was black, but it was because the man was out doing door-to-door footwork in the communities of Chicago. He was out there in society with the people. He was showing genuine love for the people. So the people trusted the man over the other people that was running because the man was showing in his actions love, more love for the people than the other candidates that was running for presidency. And out of all the mistreatment that we've been dished out, that's been dished out on us as African-American people, we still yet as a people have more love for people, even the people who still oppressing us, than any other people on the planet Earth. This is for a reason. This is for a reason. Does anybody have a comment at this time before I go on? I can't understand you. Anybody have a comment, a question?
I wanted to ask about the other lady who spoke. Is she still there? Miss Aisha.
But she's not on the program anymore.
Okay.
She probably had something else to do, and I guess she's just listening in for a moment to ask this question. so she's not here anymore on the program. But I pray a lot that we did satisfy her to let her know that we're supposed to work together with anybody who's working in society for the good and join them and help them, but we should also be out there working ourselves to reach the people in all that's good, too, and seeing what the needs of the community are and how we can assist and support our own community and help it to improve. So I hope and pray to God that she understood that message that I was giving to her.
Okay, that's great. Yes.
Okay, was there anything else that you wanted to say? All right, let's turn.
How do you make a suggestion? I'd like to ask you, please, radio host, if you'd like to make a suggestion for a topic, how do you do so, please?
Excuse me, I didn't understand you.
If you would like to make a suggestion for a topic, how do you do so, please?
If I would like to make a suggestion for a topic.
If anyone would like to speak on a subject themselves, then they let us know ahead of time so that when they do come on the air, we can introduce them and the topic that they're going to speak on. This is generally what we call our guest speakers. For the host, if you were concerned about him speaking on a particular topic, then you may get with him and talk with him about the topic that you think might be interesting or you would like to hear him speak on. This is generally the way we handle that. So you can either talk to the host or suggest a specific subject or discussion that you would like him to speak on. Or you can, if it's something that you or someone else have personally that they would like to speak on, you can come on our program as a guest yourself, but let us know ahead of time, and then we will introduce what your topic will be so we can introduce you when you do come on the show.
Okay, great. Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, for our listening audience, if there's anyone else out there who has a comment or something to say at this time, we would love to hear from you. Push the number one button so that we can see your number on the switchboard, and we will call, have you come on air and express yourself. If not, we have about 15 minutes left here, and we will have Imam Shahid Jabal to continue with today's discussion. United we stand, divided we fall.
And inshallah, we will do just that. And we were speaking before your sisters came in about the African-American race in particular, and that includes all of the Muslims, the African-American Muslims in the United States of America, too. We do not have unity. This is what me and some people were discussing yesterday. All the other people, we see ethnic groups that have migrated to America, including the Europeans. They work together. They support their own communities. The African-American people, we do not support black businesses. I was out yesterday doing dawah in a city called Salisbury, North Carolina, and I was out promoting and supporting black businesses. And so much so, they didn't even have to pay me. I was just giving them products to put in their stores just to promote their business, and they were promoting my business. We have to stop talking so much as African-American people and start working. We talk too much. We talk too much. Back in the 60s when we were separated from Europeans and we had to depend on each other, we weren't talking about getting things done. We was actually doing things and producing things for ourselves. And in my hometown, my city, where I was born and raised, called Durham, North Carolina, we had a community, which I was born and raised in. They used to call it Black Wall Street because we had everything we needed in our communities, hospitals, our own bus companies, and everything, our grocery store. We were self-sufficient. And we have to get back to this. Since they immigrated, we've come away from that mentality that we need each other, and we became separate in our thinking, individualistic. And even most Muslims have, African Americans have that individualistic mentality where they don't think they got to work to do for self no more, that they can rely on these jobs. And they're outsourcing these jobs to where they ain't no hardly no more jobs in this country. And now you see so many Muslims, African Americans, and just African Americans in general, and along with a lot of other people, out homeless, in shelters. So you see the government ain't helping you. What you have to do, you start helping yourself. But you can't help yourself until you truly submit to the will of Almighty God Allah. See, because unity begins with taqwa, with God Allah, God consciousness. And if you ain't unifying, then you're not submitting to the will of Allah. So that you can't separate that. If you submit to the will of Allah, you will unite, because Allah said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other, not hate each other. And Allah instructs us in the Quran on how and what we need to do to bring about unity among the Muslims and among all mankind. So I'm going to basically get ready to conclude my talk for the day on united we stand, divided we fall. If we unite in truth and justice sincerely, then we will see the results just like Prophet Muhammad did, prayers and peace be upon him, for the whole world 1,427 years ago. I greet everybody today. Peace be upon you. I have no more comments at this time or statements to make. I will leave the show to the co-host and any of the guests to finish out.
Thank you very much, Imam Shahid Jamal, for such a beautiful and timely discussion today, because we are more divided today than ever. We are united, but we are united in the wrong cause. And this is why I should keep that subject to, I guess, united we fall, because we are united when it comes to socializing, when it comes to sports activities and entertainment. Oh, brother, we call each other together and we hurry together to go out and call ourselves having some fun in that. And we spend all of our money while the others are grabbing our money, shaking their heads, laughing at us, and taking that money and using it in the proper way to build a community. You look at these buildings and all. Where do you think they're getting the money to build these big, large buildings and live in these fine homes and have travel all over the world and all? They're getting it from you, African Americans especially. You are supporting them and neglecting your own self. You're united and driving and going out and paying all this money for their entertainment and neglecting to take this money and use it and unify to build your society, to build communities and nice homes and businesses and stuff and work together as one. Like Imam Shahid Jamal said, at one time we had started doing this in America. A lot of these lovely big homes that you see, we hear people pointing saying that Mr. So-and-so lived there, Mrs. So-and-so. Talking about the black people who own this home, or who own that property, or who own that land, but they no longer have it. They sold themselves out. Like Malcolm X said, we have been bamboozled, I believe the word was. We have been taken advantage of. We never had the wool pulled over our eyes. And we are blindfolded. And we refuse to see the right way. As long as we can take our money, make that money, and go out and give it to the Caucasian man to have a good time on his, what he's put out there for us, on his false glitter, his false shows, you know, that are illusions and will take us nowhere but downhill to self-destruction, and that's where we are going. We are united and falling and self-destruction because we are united in the wrong way instead of coming together in the right way under the Creator, under his will, under his laws, and unify to make it to build up a society for ourselves and others and build the best of the society. As if we can go together in wrong, we can join together in right. So people, listen to the message and the call of the Imam Shahid Jamal today in this beautiful discussion. Take it seriously. Take it to heart. Pass it on together. And let's seriously see how we can unite and help one another and not turn our heads. We have too many people. Everybody wants to be a king with no engine. This is why we can't get together. Everybody wants to be the boss, to have a big title, to have a say, so look at me, I did so. Not look at us, we did this, and join together as one in unity. We have to learn not to want to be any better than the next person, but we all work together to make things happen for the best for all. We pray that we're giving you a message today that will reach your soul and help you to reach others in the cause that we're here for, the purpose to serve our Creator in the right way by bringing about goodness and righteousness in humanity and building the society he has chosen for us to build. So let's come back to the right, come back to the good, come back to our natural selves, and unite together to establish the communities on earth that our Creator Allah would have for us to establish. And again, we're going to end the show now. If there's anyone else who would like to make a comment or have anything to say at this time, you're welcome to do so.
If no one wants to say anything, I am the host. I would end. I know I said I would end this. I just want to briefly say this. As African-American people, we have to stop being consumers and start being producers. Back during the 60s when we were separated, it was segregation, we was producing for ourselves. And when they integrated us, the European integrated us into their society, then we stopped producing for ourselves and we start consuming. And so this is where we're at today. We're consuming and we're not producing for ourselves any longer. And we're perishing. If you don't produce something, that the American dollar really have no more value. So if you don't have some product, so you ain't producing something, you can't survive. So we got to produce products in order to survive as a people, like all the other races are surviving. They're producing and they're supporting one another. We Muslim, African-American, and African-American people, if we don't start doing that, I shared with some people yesterday, in about 5 years, we will be extinct. Even in the United States of America, we will be extinct as a race. We won't survive 5 more years like this right here if we keep consuming and don't start producing and stop talking so much about what we're going to do and start doing and producing. And I wanted to say this too. My wife mentioned everybody, and that's the mentality in the African-American race. Everybody wants to be the boss, but nobody want to pay the cost. If you want to be the boss, you got to pay the cost. Allah has blessed me to be the boss of a business I've been working for over 30-some years, and you better believe I'm paying the cost to be the boss too. And I told one man, I ain't rich materially in being in business for over 30-some years, but I told him I'm free. I don't have to answer to nobody but my creator. As-salamu alaykum.
We want to remind you that you have been listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Tahir Kabbal, The Reality of a Creator, and the discussion today was on United We Stand, Divided We Fall. This will end our show for today. We want to thank all of you for participating, all of our beautiful listening audience for your participation, and we want to
one who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfills all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks so nice. Yes, you are the star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you, yes, you get brighter every day.
And then